Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
It's Tuesday, July 1st, and you're in the home zone with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here. The home zone, as you know, we are live here in the WHTC studios in the beautiful Tulip City here in Holland, Michigan. We are live from 12:30 to 1 with all types of information about homes and making your home better and money-saving opportunities and ideas. And really, it's more of a variety show, but it's really centered on how you can save money or improve your own home in the home zone. We are sponsored by TransNation Title, a local title company here in Holland, and we're also sponsored by Art Realty in Zeeland, Michigan. Again, a home family-owned realty company, Art Realty. The Art Realty difference with their flat fees, Art Realty can save you money and get you a great deal on a home. So glad that you're with us today. You can listen to the show always on WHTC.com, and you are welcome to call in at 616-395-1450. So today's show, we're going to have on David Brooks from Brooks Realty. David is doing some pretty interesting stuff with some online auctions. Diane actually just stepped away from the microphone and to get Dave on the phone. Diane, are you there?
I am back.
Diane, back. Hey, happy 1st of July, by the way.
Oh, yes, I know. Did you hear the temperature tomorrow? The high is going to be 64.
You're kidding me.
Ah, that's what the National Weather Service says.
You gotta love it. Only in Michigan.
My God, it's July. That is not what's supposed to happen.
90 degrees and 60 degrees the next day.
Ready?
That's okay. Hey, do we have David on the line?
You do. I'm going to make him quit holding here.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. Gary, are you there, David?
Radio. Dave, you there?
Hello?
Am I here loud and clear?
Are you here? You are.
All right. David Brooks III, everybody. David's back on the air with us. How are we doing, David?
I'm doing wonderfully fantastic and improving.
All right. That is great. Now, David is our kind of our traveler all over the state. David has offices in Grand Rapids and down in Detroit. So where are you between the two offices, or where are you at today, David?
I am actually in a historical district right now in the Boston Edison Historical District in Detroit, which is right outside of downtown Detroit.
Okay. Now, we'll kind of get to that in a little bit here because we got some big things going. We'll get some big things going on here with the city of Detroit. And, you know, I have to be a little careful. Like David and I talked about, you know, Art Realty is one of our sponsors, and they are a great company. And, you know, if you're going to be working with David and his team and his online auction, Art Realty certainly should be one of your first calls, you know, to get some local representation. Wouldn't you agree, David?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, anybody who is interested in any of these properties, they are listed, and they can call Art Realty, and they can get all the details and any information directly from him.
That's right. And what we'll do is when we get off the phone, I'll kind of connect with Steve Sturken, the owner of Art Realty, and kind of, you know, maybe set up a separate list and everything. Because remember, the guys down at Art Realty, you have, of course, Laura Durham, Steve Sturken, Jim Lambert, Ryan Dawson. You have, the whole crew down there. I know I'm forgetting somebody, and if I forgot, I apologize. But they're all a great crew, local folks. So anyway, that being said, so David, last time we had you here, we were talking about foreclosures, hot deal or a hot mess, and you had mentioned that you know opening up your own auction company. And by the way, listeners, just so you know, I mean, David is way too modest to talk about this, but one of the greatest stories that I think, you know, David, you came from very humble beginnings in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your dad was in real estate. You know, you started out in real estate, and really, I mean, you built your company, you know, through doing business the right way. But and then the online auction thing, man, that was a huge risk for you. I mean, right?
Well, the writing was on the wall. Risky in a sense that it's not traditional, but it's really the wave of the future. And so risky in a sense of going into, you know, transitioning into the auction industry. it's really just about educating and just making aware of the platform and how it's so transparent and how it really benefits everyone. So everyone's not doing it, but it's really the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I personally, I like supporting, and people who listen to the show know this, I like supporting local people. You know, there's nothing that makes me happier than when we'll talk about, like, the City of Holland when they do the retrofit program, and to see people investing in local people and projects, and it's a great feeling. And again, it's just part of why I love Western Michigan and why I think we're so blessed to have so many real estate professionals and just good people in this area to help folks. But now, what we're talking about today is really, I mean, there are some serious opportunities for people to make some money in real estate on the other side of the state in the Detroit market with some of these online auctions. Can you kind of expand a little bit on that?
Certainly. The properties are available right now. If you go to real estate auctions, that's real estate auctions with a S.com. And you'll see on July 10th that we have about 89 properties that are going to be available for auction at the ballroom. They're available online. You can submit offers right now. However, you can also come to the live auction if your offer is not accepted or if those properties are still available. And it's going to be at the Dearborn Hyatt Doubletree July 10th. Registration starts at 5 p.m. But what's really exciting about the homes that we have, and there's a little of everything in between, you know, with those 89 properties. These are properties that were foreclosed for tax forfeiture. And so these homes are, some are scattered throughout Detroit. But there's one area in particular, and it is a historic district. We have 11 houses. And what's interesting, there's so many parallels between what's happening in Detroit right now in Grand Rapids. I like to just say this area is just like Heritage Hill. I remember back in the 70s, and I was very young at that point, and I wasn't in real estate yet, but my father was. So, you know, I got up every Saturday and mowed the lawn and went through Heritage Hill, and you could see, you know, back then I didn't realize, you know, how huge, you know, Heritage Hill would become. But back then they were just big houses. But back then, you could buy those properties, you know, for $20,000-$30,000, and you have that same opportunity today here in this historic district in Detroit. It's historicbostonedison.org, and I'll give that website out. It's www.historicbostonedison.org, just the way that it sounds. And you can kind of go there and you'll see that it's a historic district that encompasses a geographic area which is right outside of the heart of downtown. This the M1, the new rail, high-speed rail, is going to come this way, which in 2015 it'll be connected. So you'll have high-speed rail. You have all these many different amenities that are being added on Woodward. And so it's just an incredible opportunity. Some of the employers, they have a walk and live incentive, and anyone who works for DTE, Detroit Medical Center, Henry Ford Health Systems, and Wayne State University, any employee will get $25,000 to if to buy one of these homes in the historic district.
That is
grand, like
that's amazing.
That is.
Like I said, guys, we're talking to David Brooks III from Brooks Realty here on 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone. We're going to quick grab a break, and then we'll be back on with Dave here. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you in a moment. All right, you're back here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, where we have the FOCAST.
Really? Are you still there, Dave?
I am.
Yay, okay, good deal. Yeah. Just
I like the fact that I made fun of you messing up the forecast, and you completely ignored me. That was very...
I'm not going to listen to you.
David listened, perfect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dave, so, all right, I mean, you know, So here's the funny thing. So, you know, at all these different TV shows and you see all these, you know, flip this house and everything, and everybody's always talking about, you know, getting the deals on the house. But, I mean, this is no joke. There are people that are going to make a lot of money, a lot of Robert De Niro, so to speak. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, I write the material. Yep.
That's, thank God. Yeah, I know here, it's not me.
Yeah, here all week, folks, tip the wait staff. But there are people that are going to make, I mean, a tremendous amount of money. I mean, just with those incentives that you had talked about. I mean, if I'm an investor, and maybe I'm wrong, because Dave, you're the, you know, you're one of the, you're like Steve from Art Realty. You're one of the real estate experts. But if I jump on one of these things, you know, you could be in a situation where with very little work, you could be in a situation to, I don't know if flip's the right word because that's not really the quote-unquote, but, you know, I mean, to really buy a house, maybe maintain it for a little bit.
Restoration.
Sell it, yeah, and sell it for quite a bit of property. Is that correct?
Probably.
Absolutely. There's homes in the area that are on the market and selling for between $300,000 and $400,000 right now. And once again, this is, you know, in a historic district. If you go to historic Boston Edison, that's EDISON.org, historicbostonedison.org, you'll see all the properties that are for sale, and there's $300,000 and $400,000 homes right there right now. And then you'll see our properties down there on the list, and we have one with an opening bid of $23,000. We have another one with an opening bid of $69,000. So, yeah, it's about as good as it gets. I mean, there's a story right there. There's a story for every house because this is a historic area where there's a lot of automobile pioneers, a lot of manufacturers, a lot of industrialists, a lot of other businessmen, retail. As a matter of fact, Cressy, the founder of Kmart, he had one of these houses as well.
Really? Did he have a blue light on it? I'm just
you know what? It is. And I know, hey, we got to throw some jokes out there, but yeah, there is really a blue light.
No. There. I'll tell you, I just can't believe. I mean, that's, like I said, you know, you're talking about historic Detroit. I mean, say whatever you want about Detroit, but you cannot deny the incredible history of Detroit, and then to be in that area, you know, to be by the Tiger Stadium, to be by, you know, and then high-speed rail, everything right there, even if you didn't do it from the investor standpoint, hey, what a cool place to, you know, a cool place to live.
To be, at the start.
You know, and I think it's neat, and it says a lot about the city of Detroit. It says a lot, because a lot of this money to revitalize Detroit is coming from private party. Is that correct?
Yep, correct. As a matter of fact, J.P. Morgan, Chase, I mean, there's a lot of incentives for a live-work incentive. So, I mean, there are homeowners, you know, who are needed, but they're coming back in droves. A lot of the folks are graduating from U of M. It's a cool place to be. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, instead of going out to some of the other areas where there is just homogenous, you know, you can get a home that is unique. None of these are not too alike. And so, how neat is that? And, you know, all the architecture, there's a lot of French influence in the area, as you know, a lot of French provincial architecture and design in some of these homes. Here's a cool thing. This historic district is getting international attention. In Paris, France, they're writing about it. They're talking about it. They're talking about this in New York. There's a lot of folks who are investing in New York. And so it's like right here in our own state. Let me ask you this, Jeff. When is the best time to buy as an investor?
Well, obviously it's at the bottom of the market.
Say no more. So
yeah,
we have the best opportunity right here in the state of Michigan, and we have to realize and wake up because there's more millionaires made at the opportunity when you buy. So I always tell people, you know what, you make money when you buy, then you realize your profit when you sell. But now you have to buy before it's too late.
Yeah, I just, like I said, it's just amazing to me. And, you know, I think to myself, you were telling me about some of these houses in the historic district. I mean, these things are just ridiculous. They're huge. They don't even build houses like this anymore. You know, just ridiculous square feet, brick. And these houses that you have, are they in pretty good condition? Because you know as well as I do that sometimes on the side of the state, if we think about houses that are in Detroit, you know, we think about, like, I don't know if you watched the movie 8 Mile, where you see the one decent house followed by the six other burnt out houses and stuff like that. That's not these houses, right? That's not this area.
It's predominantly all homeowners. What's neat about it is there's a lot of security in the area, and there's a lot of, you know, each street has a block captain, you know, all the things that you need, you know, to protect, you know, your homeownership. But there's a interest that everybody has in the homes. Now, there is blight, but that's where your opportunity is, and so there are homes that have been either tax, foreclosed. Mm-hmm. There are some homes, but those are your opportunities, you know.
Right.
So you want to buy the ugly duckling.
Right.
Some
well,
have been, you know, maybe stripped, but not the but not these. The majority, you know, the ones that we have open.
Mm-hmm.
We have five open houses. We have five homes open tomorrow, and it's going to be open Wednesday and Thursday from 6 to 8:30. And there's going to be a progressive home tour. So walk the neighborhood, and each of these homes are like, you know, within a block or two or three. So
okay.
All these homes have electricity. I mean, they're all basically what you see is what you get. It's like you just buy it and take it to the next level.
There you go. David, stay honest. We have to go ahead, and it's got to hit a break here. You're listening to 1450 WHTC. We're on with David Brooks from Brooks Realty. This is Jeff Potter from the Home Zone, sponsored by North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You're back here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, the Home Zone, with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm here with my producer, Diane, and David Brooks.
Oh,
David, are you there?
I think I messed it up.
Oh, okay. We were with David Brooks from Di. If you want, try to maybe
give me a minute. You go ahead
line.
And talk.
All
talk,
right.
talk.
Here, I'll just make some use of some airspace here. But on what we're talking about, and definitely, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the whole show, go to the podcast on whtc.com, because really, what David and them are doing, people are going to make a lot of money buying and selling real estate in Detroit. And again, the local connection you get with Steve Sturkin at Art Realty, or Ryan or Jim or John or Laura, one of the folks at Art Realty. You can go to artrealty.com or give them a call in the Zealand office. Connect with them. Have them be your local connection to tap into some of these properties. It doesn't cost you any more, and it actually benefits you because, again, you have somebody local. But David's really doing pretty unique stuff. And these online auctions, pretty exciting, but more so the historic district. That was the big pull to have David on because of the opportunity. Do we have him back? Okay, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All righty. I'm not going to confirm or deny, but Diane hung up on you. She said, I don't know who this guy is, and I don't know. Just you can't find good
help. Oh, sure, right. Okay, not.
So anyway, as I was saying, I was kind of filling some airtime, but really wholeheartedly believe that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to make quite a bit of money, and also help. You know, it's a win-win because, you know, as they rebuild Detroit, and, you know, she's a grand old gal. And so rebuilding Detroit one house at a time, one business at a time, making it, you know, an economically viable place to work and live. It's exciting. It's exciting to see Michigan come back. And, you know, I'm surprised more of the politicians haven't jumped on it. But I think it's cool. David, I mean, how do you personally feel about being a part of it? Has it got to give you a great feeling on top of the opportunity to obviously expand your business, but the difference that you're making to help rebuild the city?
It's, you know, I don't want to use a cliche that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it really is. Being in the state of Michigan, growing up in Grand Rapids, and then having the opportunity to kind of see the parallels, and yes, there are parallels between Detroit and Grand Rapids. I remember that some areas, if we look at East Town, look at Wealthy, look how that has come back. So if there's going to be anybody who's saying, oh, it'll never happen, yes, it will. I mean, that's a good example right there. I'm just so excited when I look at Cherry Hill. I look at Fairmont Square. Grand Rapids, at one point, I know, led the state in historic districts. And so that same movement is on its way in Detroit. It's like these homes with their, you know, splendor and the magnificent architecture, these homes are going to come back. And if you have that love for these type of homes, now's the opportunity.
Yeah, and if you just plain out are like me and would like to be a capitalist and make money on them, because you know that if you buy a house at 40 grand and all of a sudden they incentivize the neighborhood and that watches that goes up, that neighborhood price goes up a ton and you make money, that's good too. That's what I like to call a win-win. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, good. Here's the theory, guys. Get a hold of the guys over at Art Realty, and then Steve and the guys can connect you with David Brooks's auction. And David, also give me that site too, if you would, one more time.
Real Estate Auctions with an S. realestateauctions.com.
Now, by the way, just real quick on the auctions. So are you going to be on the front step doing the, I got a 40 and I'm going to get a 45 and a 5, I got a 45 and a 50, or not? Does that not happen? Or I don't know. It just, when you see auctions, that's what I think of.
Well, at the ballroom, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to move through 90 properties just like that. So, yes, we'll be doing my own bid call. I did my first bid call last week in Grand Rapids, and we got a little bit of everything. We even did an absentee simulcast bid call, and someone couldn't be at the auction, so they were very interested in the property. We got them on the Bluetooth, and we had them go at it in the audience between the audience and the caller on the phone. It was, yeah, so yes, we are going to have a bid call. But if you are interested in these properties right now, they are available online at realestateauctions.com.
All right. David, it is always good to talk to you. Like you said, I'm a huge fan of what you do. I love it when a local guy does good, and you know, your efforts to help rebuild Detroit and what you're doing in here makes you an industry leader. So, yeah, just a pleasure to have you on the station. And we'll be in touch, obviously, in weeks to come. But, folks, you're listening to The Home Zone here on WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. We will catch you next Tuesday live from 12:30 to 1 here on WHTC. Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.